My name is Quinetta Harris. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'm going to be reading Young Women in Prison Don't Have Information on Sex Ed, Reproductive Health, in Teen Vogue. When Pinball saw blood between her spindly adolescent thighs, she panicked. She was alone in her cell in the detention center. She looked at her scarred arms, recalling the harm she'd inflicted on herself and wondering what injury was causing her to be down there. She called the correctional officer, who called another. She tells me she waited, worried that she would die from blood loss. When a CO arrived, carrying a narrow cylinder wrapped in purple plastic and said, "Separate your labia," fear gripped Pinball. She normally sputtered, but she couldn't even get the words out to say no. She frantically shook her head. "Put her in ad day till she cooperates," she says, one CO said to the other, referring to administrative segregation, or as it's better known, solitary. 5 years later, Pinball sits in adult solitary confinement like me. Texas isolates over 5,000 incarcerated people. Texas lacks meaningful sex and health education. This means many prepubescent girls entering prison are oftentimes completely unaware of how their bodies work. I've spoken to girls who don't know how people get pregnant. Some don't know what pain is normal and what pain isn't. Or they don't know about menopause, which I'm currently going through. Women who were locked up as girls are in a dangerous position of being made literally ignorant about their own health. Our ward assures us that we have an ample supply of pads, tampons, and panty liners. All we have to do is ask. As with the criminal legal system in general, a sizable gap exists between what's said and what's practiced.